The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It's time for boys high school basketball, West Holmes versus Garaway, and here is Jake Seidel.
Good evening from the dungeon. It's time for boys high school basketball in a battle of Route 39 as the West Holmes Knights host the Garaway Pirates. Stay tuned. We'll have words from both head coaches coming up next on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
At Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door. People you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, it is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities, protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333, or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
Jake Saddle here with Pirates head coach Terry Rowell. And coach, it's basketball season. I know a lot of schools would say you're blessed with the problem of your football team being real good, but I know it can be kind of frustrating sometimes when you're trying to get the basketball season going. What have you kind of told your guys about getting ready after the long football season?
You know, it's been a quick turnaround. We don't have maybe as many football pieces that we did in the past, but the ones we had are pretty important players for us. So we have not been around together for very long, so it's going to be a growth process. If you throw that out and say, everybody playing tonight is playing a different role than last year. Five new starters, we got new bench players. So regardless if we've had guys in the gym for 4 weeks or just a couple days, this is a new season, new adjustments, and we're going to grow every time we step on the court.
Coach, you're up here at West Holmes, kind of almost an in-county rivalry with the proximity between these two schools. What are you expecting to see out of the Knights?
I think they're solid. They're very, very long. They're very athletic. They got two guards who are as good as anybody on our schedule. So their length and their height, their athleticism is going to cause some problems. We got to be locked in defensively the entire night. And then we got to be able to find enough ball movement and enough open shots to be in the game in the fourth quarter.
What do you want to see out of your guys tonight overall?
Well, we want to see effort. Hard work. We want to see some grit tonight. Those are things that you can control. We want the guys to see, you know, being unselfish, being fluid, seeing the floor. I told the guys, every time we stop on the court, whether it's practice or a game, we want to see improvement. So where we were last week with our scrimmages, we want to see a little bit more improvement here on Tuesday night.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Well, thanks for being here.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Home Siding Contractors.
Jake Saddle here with Knights head coach Ben Belden. And coach, that first game against Strasburg, didn't get the result you were hoping for, but saw some good things out of your squad.
Yeah, I mean, I think the conversation that we've had since that game against Strasburg is that we got to do it consistently. You're right. I mean, we did some really good things. We looked really good for, and it didn't start off real strong, but came back, tied it up at halftime, looked really good through the second quarter, started the third quarter all right. And, you know, basketball is a game of runs, and they had one more than we did. And, you know, like I say, that's where we've been focusing is just talking about consistency this week.
And, coach, you're blessed to have some upperclassmen leaders on this team, but also you got some young players that are trying to make an impact for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Coy Beachy got his first varsity start as a freshman, so he's been kind of, leading the effort defensively a little bit for us, and so he was really good. He had 8 points against Strasburg. We were really pleased with him and how he played. And then obviously Marshall and Quincy off the bench, our two sophomores, both had good games. I mean, Quincy's a force to be reckoned with, and Marshall just does everything right. Runs the point for us when we need him to and that type of stuff. So they're starting to continue to get their feet wet a little bit. And like I say, we're only going to get better as those three start to get better with us.
You got Garraway tonight, Coach. Coach Rowell usually puts together a pretty good squad, but this is their first game after a long football run. What are you expecting to see out of them, and how do you want to see your guys respond?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen a lot of them yet, at least this team. Like you said, they didn't have a lot of their guys because of football and things. And so, what I told the guys was absolutely what to expect is that they're going to be good defensively. They're going to play really hard. They'll probably shoot the ball pretty well, that Garraway always seems to. I'm sure if you ask Coach Rowell, they're not going to shoot it well enough, but they're going to be fundamentally sound, and they're not going to beat themselves. We got to go out and stick it to them and, you know, use the fact that we have had, 4 weeks of practice to our advantage and try to stick it to them early and let the chips fall from there.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Back in the dungeon, getting set for this one between the Pirates and the Knights. Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you. Always great to be with you here at West Holmes. The JV contest wrapped up, and Garraway got a come-from-behind victory 32-27 to beat the Knights in the JV contest. West Holmes coming in a record of 0-1. Their loss so far on the season, it was a 62-50 loss to Stralsburg back on November 26th. We talked to Coach about it. He saw some good things in that game and stuff to really build on for the rest of this season. On the other side, this is Garraway's first basketball game. Of course, going to the regional finals in football will do that to you. They had about 2 weeks, I think, with the football guys in there getting ready to go. But as we heard Terry Rouse say, they've got some not as many guys that are role players on the football team as they have in years past. So he's hoping that they can build on the good things they saw in their scrimmages this season. Leading the way in that West Holmes loss, it was Nate Sprang. He had 19 points. Preston Troyer was behind him with 13. Other action around the area tonight, we only had one postponement that we know of, and that's the East Knox at Ridgewood game that was moved to the 5th. Other area games tonight, Highland at John Glenn, Smithville hosting Triway, Rittman at Central Christian, Riverview's at New Philly, Columbus Academy hosts Mansfield Senior, Dover's at Green, Carrollton hosts Tuskegee Valley, Sandy Valley visits Newcomerstown, Claymont hosts Fairless, Stralsburg's at Chippewa, Downton's at Malvern, Buckeye Trail hosts Connaughton Valley, and in girls' games tonight, Rittman's at Central Christian, Danville hosts Mount Gilead, and East Knox is at Loudonville in a KMAC battle there. Around the area so far, only three local boys teams have played games. Triway and Loudonville both 1-0. Loudonville had a come-from-behind game in their first contest. West Holmes 0-1, and then Highland, Central Christian, Garraway, Wayndale, and Danville yet to play a contest so far. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Troy Fritz will join us, and we'll get set up for this one between the Pirates and the Knights next on WKLM.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
Attention high school sophomores. Your future starts at Buckeye Career Center. With over 30 career and technical labs to choose from, Buckeye helps you gain real-world skills while still in high school. Whether you're into engines, healthcare, manufacturing, or construction, we have a program for you. We are now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Don't wait, spots fill fast. Apply today at buckeyecareercenter.org. We are Buckeye Proud.
My name is Dr. Richard Mulcahy. I have 30 years experience as being a chiropractor. My specialty is spinal decompression therapy. Right now, for the next month, I'm offering a free consultation and examination for anyone who's interested in seeing if I can help them. I'm also offering a $37 visit, which would be a consultation and examination and trial treatment of decompression therapy. You can take advantage of that offer. Just call 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates want to thank our patients for the past 30 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Welsh, Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including braces, clear aligners, root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and emergency care. New patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, please call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwelsh.com.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
For 125 years, the Kilbuck Savings Bank has been right here, helping neighbors build homes, grow businesses, and plan for the future. At the Kilbuck Savings Bank, our story isn't just about banking, it's about people. Generations of families who've trusted us to be there through every milestone, 125 years strong, and still putting our community first. Visit KilbuckBank.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back in the dungeon, Jake Seidel and Troy Fritz with you. Troy, we take a look at these two teams. They played a season ago, and Garraway got the win in that game by the final score of 81-46. Of course, that game, it was actually played 364 days ago. So we talk about some of the rust you can have when you have a long football season. The Pirates had a long football season last year, and they came in and took care of business.
Well, they did. Garraway, as you heard Coach Rao talk about, they're a little different look this year. As I look down through this roster, you know, I'm pulling about three names out of that football team that we covered a lot this year. So, you know, it's a different crop of athletes out here for Garraway this year, and it'll be interesting to see what they come on the floor with. But what we do know about Garraway, they're always competitive. Coach Rao does just an amazing job with his squad, and he does have some returning lettermen out there, Jackson Garber, just to name one of them. Kid's been around a while. He's a good athlete. So, yeah, Garraway's going to bring their best tonight. West Holmes on the other side, Jake. Consequently, this is more of a veteran squad for West Holmes. Looking through these names on the roster, all these kids played and started for West Holmes last year, with the exception of their freshman, Coy Beachy. It'll be interesting to see him tonight, but looking for good things out of this West Holmes squad. They match up size well with Garraway very well tonight, so it should be a good contest, Jake.
Yeah, take a look at the leading scorers from last year's game. Nate Sprang led the way for the Knights with 15 points and four rebounds. After that, it was Cooper Maltrich with 11, so your top two scorers in that game are back. You look at Garraway, though, it was Blaine Raber with 24 and Bronson Speedy with 20, and Jackson Garber had 11 last year for the Pirates.
Yeah, when you mention that, the only name back on that roster is Jackson Garber, like we mentioned. So other than that, there's a lot of new names in that Garraway lineup that it'll be interesting to see how they play.
But West Holmes, we already know, like we've talked about it a lot, they had some great things they saw against Strasburg, and they're going to have to work to build on that all year long. It's going to be the young guys in Camacho and Beachy, I think, they're going to have to take a step forward this season to go along with Sprang and Maltrich.
You are exactly right. This is not a real deep West Holmes team, so how their youth develops and how their bench develops as the season goes along will really dictate how West Holmes' season goes for them. And West Holmes will rely on a lot of those younger players, like you said, Jake.
We'll take another timeout. We'll come back and finish getting you set up for this one here on WKLM.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys.
MRV Siding Supply.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire Incorporated show you what the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo 56 can do for your daily drive. Stop by today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo 56. Call Holmes Tire Incorporated in Millersburg at 330-674-0025 or their other location in West Salem, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon, 740-392-1811 in Loudonville, 419-408-3607.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with Logivision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At Logivision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. Logivision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Troy, final thoughts before we get this one going. Well, it's basketball season, Jake. Happy to be here tonight. West Holmes Garaway, this should be a good one. Garaway will be a tough matchup here for the Knights. Nice looking to rebound, get their first victory of the year.
West Holmes in their home whites trimmed in red and blue. The sky blues with red numerals and a red stripe on the back for the Garaway Pirates as we get set up for this one. Tonight's national anthem is brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg.
Stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
If you are a small business owner in Holmes County and want to offer yourself and your employees a retirement plan, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience in helping investors in Holmes County and can help you select the right kind of small business retirement plan to save on taxes and offer an attractive benefit to your employees. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
These starting lineups are brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, just outside of Millersburg off of State Route 39. Good quality windows, doors, siding, and insulation at MRV Signing Supply. And now with the starting lineups, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Jake. Starting for Garaway tonight, they'll be your visitors on the scoreboard. They'll line up like this. A 6'2" junior guard. Senior guard number 4 is Jackson Garber. They'll start with a 6'2" senior guard and number 10, Kingman the Bear. Number 21 is a 6'2" senior forward, Tanner Rao. A 5'10 senior guard is number 25, Lofton Numbers. And they'll round it out with a 6'2 junior forward and number 2, Henry Schwarzentruber. The Garaway Pirates are coached by Mr. Terry Rao. And for the West Holm Knights, your home team tonight, they go like this. A 6'2 junior guard and number 1, Nate Sprang. They'll start 6'3 junior guard in Cooper Maltrich. He'll wear number 2. A 5'10 freshman guard getting his start tonight wearing number 4 is Coy Beachy. A 6'2" junior guard in number 5, Billy Patton. And in the middle for West Holmes will be their 6' junior forward, number 33, Keston McKinney. And the Knights are coached by Mr. Ben Belden.
These starting lineups have been brought to you by MRV Signing Supply, offering top-notch Provia products on County Road 624 in Millersburg. Give them a call at 800-524-7436 or visit on the web at mrvsiding.com. Garaway again in their sky blues. Is that what you'd call that shade of blue?
Better than baby blue. I wouldn't like baby blue.
I'd say sky blue road jerseys with a black Garaway on the front, red numerals on the front and back. And a skull and crossed swords insignia on the shorts. West Holmes in their home whites with blue and red piping. They've got block numerals in blue trimmed in red on the front and back and a script Knights across the front. Are these new threads for the West Holmes
Knights? They are. That's a new uniform out there, Jake. I like them. Those are throwback unis.
Those are classic. It almost reminds me of the Ohio State whites. From a couple years ago where they had the script Buckeyes on them. It's a nice, clean look.
That's a jersey that looks very similar to my days here at West Holmes, going back all the way to 1983.
And how many did you average in that one?
We won't talk about that. But good-looking uniforms on the Knights. This is going to be a good matchup here. You know, Jake, both of these teams come here. They're pretty well matched size-wise tonight, so I think they match up well. I'm excited for a good basketball game here.
West Holmes will attack left to right over your radio dial, television screen, tablet, laptop, however you're tuning in. We're just glad you're joining us on this chilly Tuesday evening for high school basketball on WKLM. We hope you join us all season long. Jackson Garber to take the jump, and he'll be jumping against Nate Sprang. Oh, no, I'll correct myself. Coy Beachy steps in. 4-on-4 in the center circle to get us going here.
The freshman for West Holmes getting his start. He'll jump center circle.
Referee has the ball. Here's the whistle. Tip is up. It'll be won by Garber all the way into the backcourt. Picked up by Numbers. He'll bring it across the timeline. Numbers moving left wing side. Picks up his dribble. Going to get it back for Garber. Moving on to the right wing. He wants to drive in through contact. High off backboard. No good. Give the rebound to Cooper Maltrich. He'll bring it up the other way across the timeline near side. Maltrich to the free throw line. Trying to drive in, now kicks it out to Sprang. He wants to drive into the lane, puts it up through contact. Count the bucket and the foul for Nate Sprang.
That was a great move there by Nate Sprang. Went strong to the hoop, protected the ball with his body, got the foul in the old-fashioned three coming up.
Schwarzentruber will pick up the foul, his first. Just a little bit of contact high up into the head or neck area. Sprang was coming by. 2-0 West Holmes, a chance to make it 3 for Sprang, and he will drain the free throw. 7:35 to play here, quarter number 1, 3-0 West Holmes leading as they inbound it to Lofton Numbers. Numbers across the timeline working against Maltrus will hand it off to Garber. Garber top of the key, kicking left wing side for Rao. He tries to move it inside. Now kicking it back, count up top is Bear. Right wing side, ball's on the floor, taken away by the Knights. Patton will take that one away as Sprang brings it across the timeline. First turnover of the game. Patton sends it down into the corner for Maltrich. Maltrich driving in, puts it up on the layup and got it.
Great move. Protected the basketball very well in the lane.
7 minutes to play now. 5-0 the lead for West Holmes. Numbers in the backcourt across the timeline. Looking to move to the left wing side. Picks up his dribble in the left corner now for Kingman Bear. And his pass going to be knocked away, taken away by McKinney. And now let's see here. We're going to get a travel called against Cooper Maltrich in the forecourt as he had a hard time coming down with that ball cleanly. So one each way, two against the Pirates so far, one against West Holmes. Numbers across the timeline, looking to move onto the right wing side. Will get rid of it once again to Bear. Bear back up top. They'll move left wing side. Numbers thought about a three, now drives in, tries to throw it back up top, and will have to find Garber. Garber back onto the right wing side for Schwarzentruber. He'll lob it in, turning his Bear on the block, tries to kick it back out. Numbers for a quick three on the left wing. Got it. We're tied.
Spot it up behind the arc and knocked it down.
We are not tied. I forgot about the 2 point earlier in that one, as here's Beachy driving in, lost the ball, got it back, gets it to McKinney on the left wing side, hands it off to Maltrich. He's going to drive into the paint, makes a move, has his shot blocked, and taking it right off the hands there was Bear. He'll give it to Numbers. Numbers with a chance to tie it. He'll take a three. He wants the lead off the rim that time. Rebound tip. Beachy has it knocked out of his hands, and it'll be picked up there by Rao. Driving in, no good on the layup attempt is Garber. Gives Sprang the board on that one. Far side now. Here's Maltrich. Maltrich has a screen to his right, takes it, has the ball poked away. McKinney wisely lets it go across midcourt before picking it up. He'll give it up to Sprang. Sprang, right wing side, steps back, gets a screen, kicks it on the left wing side for Patton. Patton now for Maltrich. Maltrich driving up top with a man all over him. Gets it to McKinney on the right wing. McKinney looking to distribute this one. Takes a dribble. Now finds Patton left wing side. He'll give it up on the left wing. Now to Sprang, who drives in. Sprang picks up the dribble back up top. McKinney, a contested three off the mark. Rebound going to be brought in by Garber. 5:03 to play. Quarter number one. 5-3 the lead for West Holmes in the first quarter. Left wing side for Numbers, picks up his dribble, will get rid of it to Rao. He has the ball poked away, and Beachy's going to take it away. He can knock it or dunk it, but he can't that time. Good defense there, breaking up his dunk attempt was Rao. And Beachy will have his first 2 points of the night. Looked like he was lining up for the dunk, didn't it, Troy?
He was indeed. He was going to go up and throw that one down, lost a handle.
Rao going to get called for an offensive foul. Rao.
West Holmes is playing great perimeter defense right there. Billy Patton out on the perimeter harassing him. Basically get frustrated him enough where he pushed off and got the offensive foul.
So two fouls on the Pirates, none on West Holmes so far. That's the fourth Garraway turnover. Maltrich across the timeline, going to kick it on to the left wing side for Billy Patton. He'll find Sprang on the left wing. Sprang looking to distribute up top, has some contact. Leaned into him and gets rid of it to McKinney. Now back on the right wing, Maltrich drives in. He wants to get to the lane, picks up his dribble at the free throw line, finds McKinney. He runs into traffic. Back to Maltrich. He'll drive in on the near baseline, turns away, fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Jackson Garber. He gives up to Numbers. He'll get it to Rao across the timeline. Back on the near side for Schwarzentruber. He'll get it inside for Bear. Bear kicks back out. Right wing three on the way off the front rim. No good from Rao. Rebound knocked loose. Boxing it out there was McKinney, but it'll be off the Knights. It'll stay with the Pirates.
Yeah, Gary, we'll get another chance here. Reset. West Holmes doing a really good job defensively.
Stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. Brought to you on this Tuesday by MRV Siding Supply. Phoenix Price will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. Ball inbounded to Garber in the far corner. He's going to get it in for Rao, who turns, kicks it near side. Schwarzentruber, three, rims out. Rebound loose on the floor. And looks like we're going to have a tie-up. It'll give the ball to West Holmes. So I'll say we'll give that one to Quincy Camacho, who dove in there after coming off the bench and able to tie that ball up.
Yeah, Preston Troyer in the ballgame with him as well.
Maltrich has it. Going to find Troyer on the right wing side. Back up on the right wing for Maltrich. He drives in through contact. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot two.
I like what West Holmes is doing here early, taking a lot of high percentage shots. They're making a legitimate attempt to drive to the basket here and get those shots inside the paint.
Kingman Bear picks up his first, team's third at the line, shooting two is Cooper Maltrich. Lefty shoots his first attempt, back iron, no good. Choose from a selection of stackable birthstone bracelets, engagement rings, and diamond bands to make Christmas unforgettable at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Maltrich's second attempt is up, no good. Rebound tipped, and it'll be brought in by Garber.
His third.
Swartz and Truber with the basketball will cross midcourt with 3:18 to play for first quarter. Moving right wing side, was going to hand it off. Now has the ball poked away by Maltrich. Again poked away and grabbed on the baseline there, or pardon me, the midcourt line by Swartz and Truber. Lofton Numbers has it now. He'll bring it on the near side, working one-on-one with Troyer. Finds Garber, who drives right side of the lane through contact. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot a pair.
Yeah, it's one of the times there that Garway was able to get into the lane. Jackson Garber under and got fouled.
Sprang will pick up his first, team's first of the game. We'll have a substitution coming in for the shooter in just a moment.
West Holmes has done a really good job of forcing Garway to play out around the perimeter thus far.
First attempt is up and off the rim, off the backboard. Good for Garber.
Used all of it.
Wiley Numbers checks in. He'll give Lofton Numbers a breather. Second attempt now for Garber. Puts it up. Got them both. Makes it 7-5, 2:57 to play. And it looks like Evan Colletti going to check in now for the Pirates. And he'll probably get told to tuck in his jersey. And as I say that, he is.
Absolutely. Called that one.
Right wing side for the Knights. It's Preston Troyer. Gives it back to Yoder. Yoder looking, goes back on the left wing side now for Sprang. Sprang inside for Camacho on the left block. Sprang going to kick it back out on the right wing side for Yoder. Yoder drives in off the backboard. Give him two.
Yeah, great move.
The fourth different night to score. It's 9-5. West Holmes in the lead. Here's a three on the other side. No good by Colletti. A rebound is going to be off of Numbers, out of bounds. It goes to West Holmes.
Yeah, West Holmes taking high percentage shots. That last bucket by Marshall Yoder. Little 10-footer from the right elbow off the glass.
Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you. Phoenix Price, back at WKLM Sports Central, is our producer today. Jaron Aver, our video producer from Claxton, and Andrew Dunlap, our videographer. 9-5 the lead for West Holmes. 2:10 to play here, quarter number one. Left wing side for Patton. He'll give it up for Yoder. Now back to Camacho. He tried to get it into a streaking Troyer. He got a shot off. Rebound going to be brought in by Bear. Numbers has it right wing side. And draining that one is Wiley Numbers. He's the second Numbers to score a three tonight. It's a one-point game, 9-8 West Holmes leading. Sprang has it up top, finds Camacho. Camacho fakes the handoff, has pressure coming, needs some help. We'll get it back up top for Patton. Patton drives into the baseline, and he'll be called for a walk. He slipped as he was driving in on the jump stop. Just the second West Holmes turnover.
Yeah, doing a good job trying to penetrate there, just has lost his footing on that floor. Maybe there's some snow on the floor.
Well, with all the snow we got...
We got some, didn't we?
4¾ inches at the radio station by my measure. So we tick under 90 seconds to play quarter number one. Across the timeline is Garber. He gets a screen, drives left wing side. Almost lost the basketball, kicks it down in the corner. Colletti for three has it blocked out of bounds.
Yeah, Preston Troyer come flying out of nowhere to reject that shot. West Holmes playing exceptionally good defense early on.
So we'll see Colletti once again. Colletti looking, bounce pass, gets it in up top. Driving in here is Numbers, puts it up on the floater, got it. And the Pirates take the lead.
Yeah, great drive there by Wiley Numbers. 5'8 junior guard.
10-9 the lead for the Garraway Pirates now. Here's Sprang driving in, and he will go through contact. Misses the shot, but shoots two.
Showed great quickness there. He saw a lane on that left side, and he darted into that one to the bucket. Got fouled. Good move.
Wyatt Reifenschneider will pick up the foul. His first, team's fourth of the quarter with 1:02 to play. Sprang at the line, shooting two. Sprang, back iron, front iron, and it'll drop through. We're tied at 10.
Last time I called Reifenschneider's name, he was coming up from the safe position just knocking people out.
There's been a couple Reifenschneiders that could refer to.
Oh, those are some tough boys over there. I'm going to tell you what, that's one of the hardest hitting safeties I've seen in a while, Wyatt Reifenschneider.
And that free throw missed. Rebound's going to go out of bounds, and let's see here. We don't have a signal yet. It's going to stay with West Holmes.
Yeah, great heads-up play. Billy Pat went over there and just knocked that ball off of the Garaway player.
Terry Rowell just saved himself a technical foul. He realized he had six players on the court, grabbed Wiley Numbers by the jersey, and pulled him off the court.
He's a veteran coach for a reason. He's been there a while.
Right wing side, Troyer has it for West Holmes. Back up top for Beachy. Beachy driving left side of the lane. Might have gotten away with a push-off. We'll throw it up. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot two.
Boy, and Terry Rowell's asking for that push-off, just like you said. I think he wanted that. But Beachy being aggressive here, the 5'10 freshman guard going to the line.
Numbers picks up his first, team's fifth. So West Holmes will shoot two on any fouls. The remainder, 50.9. Beachy, the freshman at the line, puts the front end up, no good. He's another one we set a lot during football season, and he was a big spark for West Holmes at different points this year.
Yep, very good athlete down there. Turn those athletic skills onto the hardwood floor.
Second attempt, front iron, backboard, and got it. Beachy has 3 points. 48 seconds to play, quarter number one, 11-10 now the lead for West Holmes. Here's Lofton Numbers back in up top. Gets rid of it to Garber. Garber going to take it to the lane. No good. Rebound loose, and it'll be tied up. It'll keep the ball with the Pirates. Ooh. Ben Belden asking for a reach call there as Raver was over the back.
Yeah, I would ask for the same thing. Billy Patton had excellent position on Garber. Garber clearly went over his back to tie that up.
So the possession arrow will change here. Near side, Numbers going to get it back up top for Raver. Raver on the left wing side, drives in. Patton bodies him up, and he'll be calling for the foul. We'll see if they think they're going to call that on a pass, and they will.
Man, so they gave that to Coy Beachy away from the ball.
Did they?
They did indeed.
I thought they were going to give Patton for the body check there.
I saw what you saw.
Numbers far corner going to drive in. Has that ball knocked away. Oh, must not have been knocked away. Just tried to pass it out to the far side. It'll be a turnover on the Pirates, their fifth.
He was looking for a guy out in the corner that just left and was no longer there.
Sprang going to check back in for the last 27 and a half seconds. Also checking in will be Kingman Bear for Garaway.
Yeah, Quincy Camacho out for West Holmes. Gave them some quality minutes in the first quarter.
27 and a half seconds to play. Ball inbounded to Cooper Maltrich. We'll see if West Holmes tries to hold this one for the final shot. They'll go to Beachy, who did a great job keeping his foot from going too far away. Pass inside to Patton, somehow able to hold on to that. A Garaway player was down. He's going to drive in, throws it up, no good, a foul. I don't think they heard the official's whistle there. I did.
Billy Patton heard, and he felt that foul, too. He's going to go to the free throw line to shoot, too. Patton playing really aggressive in this first quarter. I like what I'm seeing out of the Knights.
Bear picks up his second. Going to the line, shooting two here is Billy Patton. His grandpa in attendance on the far side of the bleachers.
That big guy way up in the back row, I know him.
I know him, too.
That's my buddy.
First attempt is up, back iron, no good for Patton.
Ninth free throw attempt this first quarter for West Holmes. That tells you they're going to the hole aggressively tonight, Jake.
And that's something I think we've talked about in the last couple of years. That's something the Knights have to do.
Exactly.
Second attempt is up and good from Patton. He got them both. 10 seconds to play. Ball inbounded. Here's Numbers bringing it across the timeline. Runs into Beachy. Almost lost the ball. Numbers gets rid of it up top. Now here's Farrell. He'll try a three. He drains it at the buzzer. Tanner Rowell will make it a 13-12 lead for the Pirates as we head to the second frame here on WKLM. Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
'Tis the season of joy and giving here at the Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group provider. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the outpouring of love and compassion in our local community. We want to thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas from your working teams at the Troy Miller Agency, located in Shreve and Berlin.
Troy Miller Agency Insurance.
13-12 here to go in the first half. 13-12, 8 minutes in the second quarter. Folks, it's been a long week. But also, shout out to Roger Proper serenading the crowd with some Chapel Roan over the PA.
Was that him singing?
Maybe. Could have been.
I'm impressed.
Across the timeline, here's Maltrich for West Holmes. He'll hand it off to Sprang. Sprang looking, bounce pass. He tried to get it inside there to Beachy. Didn't get it past the foot of Raber. Raber trying to hold on to it. Got the pass inside to Bear, but his foot was on the baseline, so it'll be a turnover each way there. That is turnover number six on the Pirates, three for West Holmes. Taking a look at the first half numbers, West Holmes 0 of 1 from downtown. Garoway went 3 of 7. West Holmes 4 of 7 from two-point land. Pirates 1 of 2. West Holmes 4 of 9 from the stripe. The Pirates 2 of 2. Here's Patton kicking to the left wing side for Maltrich. Back up top for Beachy. He'll try a three. Back iron, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Numbers. He'll be pushed from behind.
Fouls on West Holmes.
As he'll get Patton on that one, his first, team's second of the quarter. Or pardon me, first of the quarter. Ball inbounded in the backcourt. Numbers will bring it up. Crosses the timeline, looking to move right wing side. Numbers kicks left wing side. Garber, he wants to drive in, kicks left wing side. Ral for three. Got it.
Got him another one out there. He's getting hot.
Tanner Ral, 6 points. 16-12, the lead for the Garoway Pirates. Kicked out to Patton. He's at the free throw line, gives it back to McKinney. Back to Patton on the right wing side. He finds Maltrich right wing. Maltrich wants to drive in, gets to the free throw line, hits a double team, kicks it to McKinney. He head fakes. Now on the left wing side, Sprang with a screen, drives in towards the basket. Going to put it up off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound. No, he doesn't. Poked away, but McKinney gets it. He'll put it up and in on the second chance.
Yeah, great hustle play by Keston McKinney.
16-14 now the lead. Across the timeline, here is Numbers driving in, kicks it back out. Here's Ralph on about another three. He'll get it out to Swartz and Truber. Driving in, puts it up through contact. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot two. We'll see who picks it up for West Holmes. There were three players in the lane.
Yeah, they're going to get Billy Patton. He reached in there on the drive.
So Patton will pick up his second.
It's an aggressive foul. West Holmes did a great job on their defensive rotation. Help side has been very good here early on.
We'll see Preston Troyer make his way to the scorer's table after the first free throw. He'll come in. Swartz and Truber, no points so far tonight at the line, shooting a pair. Front end is up, got it. So that makes it 17-14. Troyer checks in, Patton will check out.
Just a fourth free throw attempt for Garoway tonight.
Swartz and Truber puts it up, and that one will rim out. Sprang with the rebound, it's a 3-point lead. Sprang gives it up to Beachy across the timeline. Beachy to McKinney up top. Going to kick back on the right wing side for Troyer. Troyer back to the left wing side. Finds Sprang. He wants to drive left wing side through contact. Kicks it back out. McKinney now right wing side. Maltrich. Maltrich top of the key. Driving in the left side of the lane. Wants to turn. Puts it up off the glass. No good. McKinney tipped the rebound. And now McKinney going to get called for a foul. Trying to get that loose ball. That'll be his first, team's third of the quarter.
A little scoring drought for West Holmes. Need to get a defensive stop here and get the ball back and put it in the hoop.
Kind of the opposite of what we saw in the first quarter. Yeah. West Holmes in foul trouble this time.
Yep. Garoway tuned up their defense a little bit.
Lofton Numbers across the timeline. Left wing side for Swartz and Truber. Bounce inside. He's trying to go back to him. It's taken away. Maltrich one on under the hoop. Lays it up. Got it.
There it was.
Maltrich has 4 points. That ties the team lead. Numbers across the timeline. Wants to drive in. Working against Maltrich. Maltrich will be called for a foul this time. He blocked the shot away, but going to the line to shoot two will be Lofton Numbers.
Yeah, West Holmes starting to play a little bit too much defense with their hands. Got to move your feet.
It seems like Terry Round might have seen something he liked in the West Holmes defense.
He did. He's attacking that middle pretty hard right now.
First attempt is off the front iron, off the backboard, and no good. Stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. Phoenix Price will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. Second attempt is up. He got that one. Makes it 18-17. Numbers now with 4 points on the evening. Here's Sprang driving left wing side. Going to kick it out to Maltrich. He'll try a contested three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound brought in by Garber. Had it poked loose, but able to save it to Rao. He gives it up to Lofton. Numbers across the timeline. Left wing side. Schwartz and Trooper back to Numbers. He'll try a three off the mark. Rebound tipped around and still on the ground. Sprang picks it up. He'll give it up to Marshall Yoder, who checked in. Yoder on the left wing. Going to go cross court. Troyer for three off the mark. Rebound brought in by Rao. Schwartz and Trooper, no, pardon me, that's Numbers across the timeline. Wants to drive in. Head fake. Has his shot blocked by Maltrich that time. He'll give it up to McKinney. McKinney across the timeline. Had a double team in front of him. Going to kick it up top for Maltrich. Maltrich goes away from his screen, drives in, gets it down to the corner. Now Sprang on the left wing. Sprang driving in through contact, throws it up, no good. Rebound brought in that time by Travis Rao. Near side, Garber on the other end. He'll be fouled as he misses the layup and shoot a pair.
Yep, Cooper Maltrich again went up there for the block, got a lot of the arm.
So Maltrich has two. That's the team's fifth foul, so the Pirates in the bonus for the final 4.5 of this second quarter.
Maltrich is going to get a break here. They don't want him to pick up that third foul before halftime.
First attempt is up and tickles the twine by Beachy. Nope, wrong number four.
Jackson Garber, he's Jackson three Garber. Of three from the line so far tonight.
Chance to make it a two-possession game here. Garber puts it up. He'll miss that one. Rebound by Sprang. He's had a good day on the board so far.
Four boards for Sprang here in this first half.
Yoder across the timeline. Looking to move right wing side. Back up top. He finds Troyer. Troyer back to the near side for Beachy. Beachy dribbles in the free throw line. Drives in. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Tips his own rebound. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out. Sprang wide open for three off the mark. Rebound going to be brought in again by Beachy. He'll kick it out to Troyer for three, no good. Beachy tried to save it again, but it'll be brought in by Travis Rao. He'll give it up to Tanner Rao across the timeline now for Garber. Garber driving in, kicks it out to the corner. Three ball on the way, air ball, and it'll go out of bounds off the rebound on that attempt from Travis Rao.
Back in for the Pirates, number 22.
And we'll see Wyatt Reifenschneider check in now for Garraway. They lead by three, 3:40 to play, quarter number two. Marshall Yoder, who we saw take a lot of steps forward a season ago, brought it up the timeline. Now a foul going to be called, and they're going to get Reifenschneider right away as he came in and had a handshake check on Camacho.
Yeah, Marshall's going to be that kid that West Holmes is going to look to get quality minutes off the bench. The better Marshall plays, the more West Holmes is going to get out of him.
Patton will check out. Marshall Yoder going to check in. Or pardon me, Patton checks in. Yoder checks out.
You got it.
A lot of long day today. So the ball is inbounded up top to Sprang. Sprang on the left wing side, drives in on the left side of the lane, throws it up off the glass, give him two more.
Used the left hand extremely well.
6 points for him. It's an 19-18 lead for Garraway now. Across the timeline is Garber, 3:14 to play here in quarter number two. Here's Schwartz and Trooper working against Beachy. He'll get it back up top, finds Garber. Garber wants to drive left side of the lane, kicks it out. Here's Reifenschneider for three off the rim, off the backboard, no good. Rebound brought in by Patton, and a foul will be called there against Schwartz and Trumer.
Billy Patton did a good job crashing the boards.
I will correct myself, that foul against Coletti, who checked in. Two, five, they look similar.
Very similar.
Across the timeline, Sprang has it on the right wing side. 2:51 to play until halftime. Goes around the horn as Troyer picks it up as he tried to pass it. And a late foul call. I think they're going to get Coletti once again. They will.
Yeah, good call there as he wrapped him up. West Holmes has turned up their defense a little bit, making it hard for Garraway to get any shots off. We got a one-point game.
Coletti second, team's third. Sprang has it. He'll bring it to the near wing. Going to go left wing side now for Patton. Now here's Troyer. Troyer driving in, throws it up, no good. Beachy with another offensive board, kicks it out. Sprang wide open for three, back iron, no good. Troyer with the board this time. He wants to put it up from the lane. Count the bucket, and one, Preston Troyer.
That's what second chance opportunities will get you, as West Holmes got two offensive boards on that possession alone. Coy Beachy's got three offensive boards in the last two possessions.
Reifenschneider will pick up his third. We'll see Yoder looking to check back in here for Patton. Reifenschneider checks out for the Pirates.
Yeah, West Holmes got a little something working here. Got the lead back.
Troyer puts it up. Got it.
Troyer's free throw is good.
Now everyone on the roster for West Holmes has scored, but Quincy Camacho in the first half. Pirates kick it out. Here's a three ball on the way, short from Schwartzentruber. What a great job there by Garber to keep it in on the far side and give him the offensive board. Three ball on the way, no good by Tanner Rao, and the rebound brought in by Troyer. Troyer will bring this one across the timeline. 2 minutes to play, corner number two. Left wing side now for Sprang. Sprang going to kick it back to Beachy. Beachy top of the key, wants to drive in. Right wing side now cuts to the left side of the lane, throws it up, no good. Rebound brought in by Schwartzentruber. 1:44 to play, second quarter, 21-19, the West Holmes lead. Kick to the right wing side, driving in, his numbers up, no good. Rebound is loose, and numbers not able to hold on to it. It'll go down as an offensive team rebound as he threw it in off Camacho, who wasn't able to grab it. It goes out of bounds off him.
Yeah, great heads-up play there by numbers.
Wiley numbers will check in now, and we'll see Wesley Baker check out. Ball inbounded to Garber. Garber on the left wing side. Drives in, kicks it back. Here's numbers for three. Lofton numbers has a rim out. Beachy with another rebound. What is that, five here in the second quarter?
That's four rebounds for him all in the second quarter. Three on the offensive end.
Back to Yoder on the left wing side. He wants to drive in, kicks it out. Troyer tries a three, no good. Rebound brought in by Wiley numbers. 108 to play here, quarter number two. Lofton numbers the other way, throws it up on the floater, rims out again, gets his own board, kicks it out. Here's a three after Schwartzentruber juked Beachy out of his boots. He'll miss the shot. Sprang with the rebound, under a minute to play. Bounce pass going to be intercepted there, taken away by Garber, who gets the orders to slow it down. So I think the Pirates might try to hold for the final shot here.
Just a fourth turnover for West Holmes in the first half.
Lofton numbers has the ball. Pirates in the four corners. Second time in a night in a row we've seen a team pull out the four corners. You don't see it too often anymore. And like we said last night, with the shot clock seemingly imminent in high school basketball in Ohio,
yep,
it's going to be a dying breed even more.
You won't see this much more. Garraway needs this break right now. Their players stand there with their hands on their hip. They're not in basketball shape yet.
15 seconds to play. Tanner Rao with the basketball, dribbles to the middle, give it up to numbers. Under 10 seconds to play now. Numbers, bounce pass to the near side, unable to hold on to it is Garber. 4.3 seconds to play in the quarter. Sprang will inbound this one for West Holmes.
Eighth turnover for Garraway.
Inbounded into Yoder in the backcourt. He'll give it up to Sprang. Sprang going to try to get a shot off. He will not get the shot off. It would have been off the back iron anyway. And after 16 minutes of play, it's a 21-19 lead for the West Holmes Knights. We'll be back on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and now through December 10th, enjoy store-wide deep discounts on appliances and video products. In addition, get 25% off all locally handcrafted Monarch brand mattresses. Choose free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your appliance purchase. We're offering 0% financing through November 2026 with no down payments for qualified customers. Hurry in for the best savings of the year at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com, celebrating 80 years of business.
We invite you to visit Keim Home Center in Charm during the holiday kickoff event, November 24th through December 6th. Save 10% on select departments, plus get a $20 Keim gift card for every $100 spent across select brands. Keim will be closed on Thursday, November 27th for Thanksgiving. Visit us online at KeimCompany.com for more details. We'll see you November 24th through December 6th for the holiday kickoff event at Keim Home Center in Charm.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
Halftime in the dungeon, 21-19, the lead for West Holmes. Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you. Phoenix Price is back at the ranch tonight, and it's a hoot when the three of us get to
we enjoy what we do each other here, Jake. Breaks.
We enjoy what we do. We enjoy who we work with. We'll talk about the game now. West Holmes had a lead late in the first quarter, but a buzzer-beating three from Tanner Rao gave Garaway a 13-12 lead after one quarter of play. Then West Holmes outscores the Pirates 9-6 in the second frame. They lead 21-19 at the break, leading the way for Garaway right now. And tied for the game lead is Tanner Rao with 2 3-pointers tonight. Tanner Rao is 2 of 4 from downtown, and that's the only shots he's taken so far tonight. 5 points then from Wiley Numbers, who is 1 of 1 from downtown and 1 of 1 from two-point land. 4 points from Lofton Numbers, 3 from Jackson Garber, and 1 from Henry Schwartzentruber. On the other side, Nate Sprang is sharing that game lead with Rao. He has 6 points tonight on 2 of 4 from two-point land, 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. After that, Preston Troyer and Coy Beachy both have 3 points, both a field goal and a free throw. And I will correct myself, Maltrich has 4 points. I don't know why I wrote down 2 there. Cooper Maltrich shooting 2 of 5 from the floor so far. 3 points from Troyer and Beachy, 2 points from Marshall and Yoder, 1 point
from Patton. Quincy Camacho, the only varsity player so far who has not scored in this game for West Holmes. So we'll talk more about that in a moment, but now with the first half team numbers, here's Troy.
Thank you very much, Jake. Four West Holmes in that first half. Behind the arc, they let eight of them fly. They didn't make any. So 0 of 8 behind the arc. Garraway went 4 of 15 for 26%. From two-point range, West Holmes a solid 50%. They're 8 of 16. Garraway just 1 of 6 from the floor. From a free throw line, Garraway going 5 of 8 for 62%. West Holmes 5 of 10. That's good for 50%. Slight rebounding advantage goes to Garraway. They grab 21. West Holmes grabs 19. Impressive stat here. West Holmes turns the ball over just four times in the first half. They forced Garraway into eight turnovers in the first half.
Nate Sprang leading the way for West Holmes with five rebounds. He's actually tied for the game lead with Jackson Garber with five, all on the defensive end. Coy Beachy right behind him, though. He's got four, three of them on the offensive end. Two for Maltrich, one for Patton, one for McKinney on the offensive end, and one each for Preston Troyer on the other side. Kingman Bear has two. Tanner Rowell has two, one on the offensive end. Lots of numbers, two, one on the offensive end. One for Schwarzentruber, one for numbers, and one for Travis Rowell. And Troy, we just talked about this real quick. West Holmes, they found something they liked in the first quarter, took advantage of it. Garraway, similarly, found something liked in the second quarter and took advantage of it.
West Holmes started out taking, again, they took good high percentage shots, getting everything inside the paint, and their defense was outstanding in that first half. Garraway, they did. They found something in the second half against this West Holmes defense. They started attacking that middle a little bit, got back in the game, but, you know, really, the score was 19-16. West Holmes down 3 points. They got just what they needed. They got a turnover, come down, converted that into a bucket. From there, West Holmes got the lead they wouldn't relinquish. So I love the way West Holmes kind of withstood the push here by Garraway. They didn't panic when Garraway was starting to make a good comeback here. So West Holmes doing a lot of good things here. Not shooting well behind the arc. If they get some three-pointers to start dropping, you know, West Holmes could open this lead up, Jake.
21-19, the lead for West Holmes at halftime. We'll take a timeout and come back with the second half next here on WKLM.
It's the kids from D&M Rocks here to remind you about all they offer.
They have mulch, gravel, rhinestones,
wood chips, black shale, and black granite,
natural and manufactured pavers and wall stones,
culvert and PVC pipes and fitting, and shale, which is great base material.
They keep their inventory stocked year-round and offer delivery on all products.
Stop in to see them or give them a call at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks!
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mbbsystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
At Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Getting set to get the second half underway here. Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you. And don't forget, give a gift of value that will be used and appreciated this Christmas as we are now T-minus 23 days away from Christmas. Starbright Express Car Wash gift cards and Southside Quick Lube gift certificates provide perfect stocking stuffers that everyone can use. Southside Quick Lube and Starbright Express Car Wash located on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. And with all the salt that went down on the roads today, you might want to go get that car washed.
There'll be a line there tomorrow, I'm sure, and there with a lot of salt. We had a lot of snow here. First snow of the season.
Well, it says Mr. Two-Hour Drive to work today.
Well, you know, I left this morning, didn't think it was as bad as it really was, and it was not good this morning. But we made it.
Of course, a lot of road levels throughout the day in various counties in our listening area. Just glad, seems like for the most part, people are safe. A few accidents, but that's to be expected when you have 4 3/4 of an inch of snow fall on December 2nd.
First one of the year, and it was pretty out there, folks.
It was. Great sledding snow.
Mm.
Garraway ball to start the second half. Jackson Garber inbounds this one. Here's numbers up top. Going to get it to Rao on the right wing side. Rao kicks it back up top to Schwarzentruber, who tries a three. Back iron, no good. Garber offensive board. They try to dish it underneath to Bear. He can't get turned around. He kicks it back out to Rao, who gets down to the baseline, wants to reset. Back to Schwarzentruber, back up to the top of the key with Garber. Back left wing side now. Numbers driving in. High dish, but again, Kingman Bear has to go and collect that one from getting away. Garber got a screen. Now he's going to drive in, puts it up. No good, but a foul. Nate Sprang tried to go up and swat that ball away. Instead, he'll be sending someone to the charity stripe.
Jackson Garber gave him a nice little hesitation right about the foul line, and that got Sprang on his hip. He took him to the hole and got the foul.
Sprang's second, team's first of the quarter at the line, shooting two is Jackson Garber. He's got all three of his points from the stripe, but he'll keep three as he misses the first. Now, West Holmes starting to get in a little bit of foul trouble here. Sprang, Moltrich, and Patton all with two fouls.
Yeah, they're going to watch that.
On the other side, Reifenschneider, Kaleni, and Bear all with two or more fouls. Reifenschneider has three as he'll miss them both. And the ball just taken out of the hands of McKinney there. What a great job by Rao. Round the horn, they'll set to the near side. Bear drives in, right block, kicks it out. Numbers has a three open, rims out. Sprang with the rebound. And he'll take it up the far side of the court, finds Patton. Patton working against Lofton. Numbers resets back up top, picks up his dribble, has the ball poked loose, finds McKinney right wing side. McKinney dribbles inside, finds Beachy. He'll get a fadeaway off the backboard and in.
Yeah, great look inside. Beachy did a good job to put that off the glass.
23-19. If you're a fan of a certain age, you'll love that reference as they'll kick it out on the right wing side for Bear. Bear going to kick it back out. Here's Schwarzentruber driving in, going to kick it back out for Rao. Rao with a contested three. He was short. Rebound knocked loose. And it'll be grabbed by Moltrich after it was poked free by Beachy. Moltrich on the left wing side. Wants to drive right side of the lane. Spinorama into traffic. Turns, jump shot, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Rao. And a late foul going to be called. But I think that's a good one. Moltrich kind of came in like a tomahawk.
Yeah, he was a little frustrated there. Missed that little turnaround jumper. And he just committed a silly foul there.
Moltrich picks up his third. Team second, 23-19, still the lead for West Holmes. 6:15 to play here, quarter. Number three. Numbers across the timeline, moving on to that left wing side. Gets the bounce pass to Schwarzentruber. He'll take a dribble on the left wing, down inside. Turning around on it is Rao, kicks it out, finds Garber. He's going to drive through, puts it up, no good, but a foul. He'll shoot two.
We'll see who they get here. Billy Patton played some great defense around the foul line. I think the foul is going to come under the paint. Yeah.
They're going to get McKinney.
Yep.
His second, team's third. And again, West Holmes, like you said, in the second quarter, playing some handsy defense.
They are. Billy Patton's really impressed me with his perimeter defense tonight.
Garber will have it up the front end of the iron, back end of the iron, and that one will drop in. He's at 4 points, all from the stripe. Second attempt now for Garber. Puts it up, and he'll get them both. Makes it 23-21, 5:57 to play, quarter number three. Far side, here's Moltrich. Dribble towards the top of the key, backs up, goes right wing side for Patton. Patton back, kicks it back up top for Beachy, who thought about a three, now drives in. Going to kick it back out for McKinney. McKinney down in the corner for Patton. Patton got a screen, picks it up just inside the arc. Will give it back for Sprang. Sprang looks back to Patton, left wing side this time. Patton dribbles back, top of the key, driving in, wants to put it up through contact. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot two. Numbers not happy with the call as he tosses the ball to the referee.
Yeah, they're both the players were battling there. He could argue that Patton pushed off a little bit here, but I really like the way West Holmes is attacking the basket, taking high percentage shots through this whole game thus far.
Numbers first, team's first of the quarter. Patton will make the front end. He has 2 points. Stay tuned for High School Scoreboard on WKLM tonight, brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. Phoenix Price will be reporting on all the scores all the way until midnight. Second attempt, back iron, no good. Popped up in the air by McKinney, and he'll go track it down for the offensive board. Find Sprang, back up top now for Maltrich. Maltrich has a screen, sets up right wing side, now goes round the horn to the left wing. Here's Patton, left wing side, looking to reset. Back up top for McKinney. McKinney looking, fakes the pass, has a five count going, puts it on the floor, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, no good. Beat you with the offensive board, the putback is good, and one.
Coy Beat you, the 5'10 freshman, just grabbed his fourth offensive rebound. He got the stick back.
We knew he was going to be an athlete. Kingman Bear picks up his third, and at the line, shooting the bonus, is the freshman Beachy. He's got 4 here in the second half. Beachy puts it up, got it.
Free throw is good.
Make that 5 in the second half, 8 for the game. 5 minutes to play here, quarter number 3, 27-21 the lead for West Holmes. Bounced up top. Here's Rao. Going to kick it on the left wing side for Schwartzentruber. Schwartzentruber going to come back up top for Garber. Garber, top of the key, takes a dribble to his left. Left wing side for Schwartzentruber. He'll go back up top for Numbers. Numbers drives left side, picks up his dribble, kicks it. Here's Rao with a long two. Rims out. Rebound going to be brought in by Schwartzentruber. He wants to put it back up, then dished it underneath. He was fouled. Beachy, I think, going to pick that foul up. It will be. Coy Beachy's second, team's fourth, so Garraway in the bonus for the remainder of this third quarter.
Yeah, Coy Beachy continues to play really aggressive down there for West Holmes. Biggest lead of the game here for West Holmes at 6 points.
Rao gets this one in for Bear, and a foul away from the ball. I think they're going to get Patton on his fourth. They will.
I'll correct myself, third. Yeah, third foul.
So his third, team's fifth, and going to the line to shoot a bonus or a pair here is Tanner Rao, who has got a team-high 6 points off 2 3-pointers today.
Some fresh legs for West Holmes might be in order. They played some really aggressive defense so far.
First attempt is good. Are you thinking of remodeling or building a new home? Visit Bear Carpet One in Sugar Creek. They have a large selection of carpet, laminate, tile, vinyl, and hardwood flooring. Financing is available. Call Bear Carpet One today at 330-852-3890. Second attempt, no good. Rebound popped up into the air. It'll be brought in by Preston Troyer, who just checked in. Troyer takes it across the timeline, wants to drive right wing side. Gets into the paint, kicks it out. Here's McKinney, thought about a three, spins around, tries to kick it out to Beachy. Beachy able to save it the first time, but not the second time. It'll be a turnover on West Holmes, their sixth.
Yeah, that pass from McKinney just a little bit hot down the corner to Beachy. Couldn't handle it.
4:12 to play, quarter number three, 27-22, the lead for West Holmes. Here's Wiley Numbers into the ball game, gets it to Rao. They're going to go inside now for Kingman Bear. Bear turns, throws it up, front iron, no good. Rebound tip, Schwartzentruber, nope, can't hold on to it. It's going to be the other number two, and Maltrich picking it up. He comes to the near side. Maltrich lobs it inside for McKinney on the left block, kicks it out for Sprang. He fakes driving the baseline, kicks it back to the left wing side for Maltrich, who drives in. Maltrich going to be fouled. They're going to get Wiley Numbers on that one. That'll be his second, team's third of the quarter.
Garraway's put Jackson Garber out on Sprang. Sprang's not had an easy time getting any touches here in this third period.
And they're Garraway's playing great defense out at the perimeter, not letting West Holmes get a chance at three. Sprang has it, going to find Maltrich back up top, inside McKinney on the left block, spin moves, turns around again, throws it up, no good. Rebound is tipped, and it'll be brought in there by Kingman Bear. He'll bounce past Wiley Numbers. Numbers sprinting up, can't get across the timeline yet, now does on the near side. Numbers, he's going to post up a three, got it.
Lefty wide open.
His second triple of the night. That'll give him 8. Sprang now on the other side, drives in, throws it up. Might have got some help poked up from the defense, but now he's got his 8th point on that bucket.
Good answer by Sprang. West Holmes needed that.
And a takeaway by Maltrich. He's going to drive in and working against Wiley numbers. Maltrich to the baseline, through contact, lost it up, no good. Rebound is loose. Wiley numbers with the board as Bear has it across the timeline and will get it back to Schwartzentruber on the near side. He almost passed that one back across midcourt. Driving in here is Garber, the defender, and Sprang falls down. Garber will get an easy look and gets his first field goal of the night. 29-27 the lead for West Holmes. 2.5 to play, quarter number three, as Maltrich drives in through contact. No good, but a foul. He'll go to the line and shoot a pair. We'll see who picks this one up. They're going to get Schwartzentruber on his second.
Hooper Maltrich continues to attack the basket tonight, so he'll get his 4th free throw attempts coming up here on the evening.
West Holmes will be in the bonus now as well for the last 2.5. And at the line is Cooper Maltrich. He has 4 points tonight. Front end is up, no good.
0-for-3 at the line tonight's Maltrich.
And we'll see Camacho check in. He's going to give McKinney a breather.
Well deserved.
Maltrich gets the ball for his second attempt. Puts it up. Got the second one. 2.5 to play, quarter number three, 30-27 the lead for West Holmes. Back to a one-possession ball game. Here's Garber going to send it left wing side. Numbers for three off the mark. Rebound tipped, brought in by Beachy. I'll correct myself. That was Schwartzentruber on the three-ball attempt. Driving in on the other side. Troyer trying to kick it out. Camacho left wing side. Maltrich open for three. Got it.
There's your first one of the night. That's a big one.
And timeout called. Garraway will take a full timeout. We'll step aside, 2:05 to play third quarter here on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricore Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricore Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
2:05 to play here, quarter number three. 33-27 the lead for West Holmes. Garraway just used the first timeout of the ball game. Down by 6. Troy said that matches the largest lead of the game.
Yeah, that 3 by Maltrich puts West Holmes up by 6, their largest lead, and that forced Coach Rattle to call a timeout, slow things down.
Ball inbounded to Wiley Numbers, who crosses the timeline, looking to move on the left wing side, runs into Maltrich. Numbers trying to get a pass off, goes up top for Garber. Garber working against Troyer, drives in left wing side, throws it up off the glass, can't get it to fall. Offensive board by Garber, now a foul going to be called on the attempt to get that one tied up. We'll see who that goes against. It might be going against Coy Beachy. And
yeah,
it will.
Yeah, he did get him.
His 3rd. Belton's not happy about it. And going to the line to shoot 2 will be Garber.
Jackson Garber continues to play strong. And a really good move to the hole there on the left side.
Garber with the ball for his first attempt. Puts it up. Front iron, backboard, got it. He's got 5 points here in the second quarter.
10th free throw attempt for Jackson Garber tonight.
He's found his way there.
He has.
Second attempt for Garber, up, got them both. So two for two on that trip. 1:45 to play, quarter number three. Moultrich far side. He wants to drive in, steps back, kicks to the right wing side. Now going to give it up for Preston Troyer. Troyer comes to the near side, gives it up to Sprang. Sprang got it off the low pass, has a screen, going to kick it back right wing side for Moultrich. Moultrich got a screen that time. He drives into the free throw line, kicks it back out for Troyer. Troyer has the ball poked loose, knocked back to Camacho. Camacho has it, going to put it on the floor, drives in, kicks it out to Moultrich, left wing side. Troyer's wide open for three, front iron, no good. Rebounds to loose, it'll bounce to Garber, who picks it up. He'll give it up to Wiley Numbers. Numbers across the timeline, kicks it around, right wing side. His attempt, no good. Rebound brought in by Moultrich. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Moultrich to the near wing, looks to get a screen, got it. Wants to step back, kicks it out on the right wing side for Sprang. Sprang dribbles in, puts it up off the glass, no good. A late foul called. And unhappy with the call is Kingman Bears. He'll pick up his fourth.
Bear was on his heels. Nate Sprang went right at him on the left side, went up and got the foul. That was a great play by Nate.
Bear picks up his fourth, team's fifth. Now both teams will be shooting two from here on out.
And good recognition. When he saw that player backpedal, he knew he had him right where he wanted him. He did the right thing and just took him to the hole.
Sprang rattles the front one through. Sprang now at 9 points on the night.
He's 3 of 4 at the free throw line.
Still the leader in this ball game.
Marshall Yoder in for West Holmes. We're getting some fresh legs this last 45 seconds.
Second attempt for Sprang. Rims out. Rebound will be brought in there by Garber. Garber gets it across the timeline, finds Rowell on the near side. He's going to kick it up top. Wiley Numbers thought about a three. He'll drop back with 33 seconds to play here, quarter number three. Numbers working one-on-one here against Troyer. On the right wing side, picks up his dribble, going to get back up top for Garber. Garber wants to drive in against Sprang, turns. Sprang rejects it. Rebound to Troyer across the timeline. Has the ball poked loose, gets it back, has Camacho up top. 14 seconds to play here, third quarter. Inside to Yoder. He'll kick it left wing. Three on the way. Troyer got it. Troyer now with 6 points. 2 seconds left. Here's a long three on the way from Rao. No good. And the rebound will not be grabbed. And after three quarters of play, 37-29, the lead for West Holmes. We'll take a timeout and be back on WKLM.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for an in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
37-29, the lead for West Holmes here as we get set to go to the final frame. We'll have some third quarter numbers from Troy Fritz here momentarily. West Holmes basketball to start the fourth, and Troy, two big three-pointers in that third quarter.
And that's something West Holmes did not hit earlier in the game, but those two threes have opened up the lead for West Holmes.
Right wing side, here's Troyer who had the last one, going to come back up top for Camacho. Left wing side, now Moultrich. Moultrich takes it, tried to get rid of it, does get rid of it to Patton. He's working against Lofton Numbers. He's going to go back to Moultrich near side. Moultrich trying to get it up top. Troyer almost had it taken away. He'll take another three, this one front iron. Rebound brought in by Garber as Camacho harassed him, tried to get rid of it, and he will get rid of it to Numbers, who will bring it across the timeline. Numbers. Bounce pass to Rao at the free throw line. He's going to look to kick it back out on the near side. Here's Wiley Numbers. He wants to drive in. Working against Yoder. Now Lofton Numbers, left wing side. Numbers takes the dribble. Goes back to Garber on the left wing. He wants to drive in against Camacho. Camacho all over him like a cape, and he'll be called for the foul.
Camacho doing a pretty good job. That's a little bit of a mismatch on the perimeter, but did a good job bodying him up. He'll make him go to the free throw line and earn these.
So Camacho at the line, or pardon me, gives up the foul, and Garber's at the line, shooting two.
Needs 1 point to get a double-double here. He's got 10 rebounds on the night, sitting on 9 points currently.
We'll see McKinney, Spring, and Beachy check in after this attempt. And he switches that one. All but two of his points have come from the charity stripe.
He is currently 8 of 11 from the free throw line. It's a good night.
Camacho, Troyer, and Yoder will all check out for West Holm. 7:06 to play. This to make it a two-possession game. Garber got it. 37-31, 7:05 to play, quarter number four. Across the timeline, here's Maltrich. On the right wing side, dribbles, drives in, free throw line jumper for him. Back iron, no good. McKinney comes down with the offensive board, gets it out to Sprang. Back up top, Maltrich. He'll drive the lane this time, puts it up through traffic and got it.
Yeah, great drive by Maltrich.
Right wing side now. Here's a three ball on the way from Coletti, no good. Give the rebound to Coy Beachy, who's been more active on the offensive boards than the defensive ones tonight.
He has got four on the offense with three on the defense of them.
Left wing side now. Here's Sprang looking to drive with Coletti on him. Throws it up off the backboard. No good. Almost had his own rebound, but it'll fall to Wiley Numbers. Right wing side for Coletti. He's going to fake the handoff. Goes up top to Wiley Numbers. Now here's Garber. He'll try a three ball. He drained it.
He's starting to feel it.
You don't want to leave him open. You know he can hit it from everywhere.
He's an athlete.
Across the timeline is Maltrich. Left wing side now for Patton. Patton picks up the dribble. Driving left wing side on the block. No good. A foul before the shot. Numbers will pick up his second. Team's first of the quarter.
Yeah, Patton reverses dribble on that left elbow and got the defender on the weak side. Took him to the hole.
Swartz and Truber going to check in and will give Coletti a break here. 5:55 to play, quarter number four. 39-34, the lead for the West Holmes Knights. Ball inbounded on the near side. They'll look to reset it up to Beachy. Beachy picks it up, finds Maltrich on the left wing. Maltrich dribbles, drives in, looks to turn, kicks McKinney. He fakes a three, driving in against Swartz and Truber, puts it up, no good, a foul. He'll shoot two.
Good drive by Preston McKinney. Again, West Holmes has passed up good shots tonight to get better shots driving the hole. I've been very impressed with this performance by the Knights.
So that is Swartz and Truber's third. Team's first of the quarter. McKinney at the line shooting two. Back iron off the front iron, no good. And he played pretty good defense there. I think what got him is he went into the air when the contact was made. Second attempt is up, no good. He missed them both. Rebound going to be brought in there by Wiley Numbers, who kind of jump-stopped in front of McKinney. There was some contact.
Good no call.
Yeah, Garraway wanted a foul, none coming. Here's Rao underneath. He'll get it. His first two-point field goal of the night. And just like that, it's a three-point ball game once again. We heard Coach Belton say it in the pregame interview, basketball, a game of runs, and Garraway on one right now.
They are.
Right wing side, here's Beachy driving in, almost lost that ball, does have it poked loose, gets it back, going to get rid of it inside. Patton to the hoop, no good, but a foul. He'll shoot two. Is not Lofton Numbers picks up his third.
That was good heads-up basketball there by Billy as Beachy was in trouble out there on the wing, and Patton did the right thing and just made himself available, cut to the lane of the bucket, and he's going to the free throw line. That's good basketball.
Garraway in the midst of a 9-2 run at the moment. First attempt up from Patton, got it. His 3 points all come from the stripe tonight.
He's 3 of 5.
Gets the ball for his second attempt. Puts it up. Rims out, rebound tipped up into the air. Will be brought in by Wiley Numbers. Gives it up to Lofton Numbers on that far side. Beachy's going to pseudo-press him until midcourt. Numbers drives in, got rid of it. That's Rao as it knocked out of his hands. And off of West Holmes Knight, it'll stay with the Pirates.
Garraway did a good job beating that West Holmes defense.
40-36, 4:47 to play here, quarter number four. In the corner, and a foul away from the play as Patton sent Schwarzentruber flying. Oh, correct, you're going to get Beachy on that one.
Yeah, that's his fourth foul, too. He's going to go to the bench.
TMK Farm Service offers a large variety of quality feed for your farm animals, household pets, and exotic animals, including being a dealer for Kalmbach and Purina Mills, organic feeds, animal supplies, water softener pellets, ice melts, and much more. We'll be back to that in just a moment. As it's kicked out right wing side, Wiley Numbers got it.
He was spotted up waiting on it. It's 3-3 from downtown for him tonight.
Patton has it left wing side. Ball's poked loose. Last touch by Garraway. TMK Farm Service has locations in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and New Bedford in their organic facility in Holmesville. Timeout West Holmes. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
4:26 to play in this one. It'll be West Holmes basketball. Maltrich will inbound it in front of his own bench. Yoder looking to get open. He does. Marshall Yoder has it. Picks up his dribble. Looking to bounce pass right wing side and finds Maltrich. Maltrich on that right wing. He wants to drive in. Spin move. Kicks it back out for Patton. Patton back to McKinney at the top of the key. Fakes the inbound pass. Drives in. Kicks it back out now for Sprang. Sprang drives. Turns. Trying to kick it out. Finds Patton. Back up top for McKinney. McKinney looking to get rid of it to Maltrich. He's got it. Driving in. Now drops back onto the left wing. West Holmes leading by one. 40-39. McKinney on the right wing. Drives to the free throw line, turns in traffic, trying to put it up off the glass. No good. Patton with the offensive board, put back off the front of the rim. No good. Sprang with a second chance. He'll get it.
Offensive board and put back.
Offensive boards have been the name of the game tonight for West Holmes.
It has indeed.
42-39, the lead for the Knights. Here's a three ball from Wiley Numbers. Rims out. McKinney gets the rebound, and he'll give it up to Maltrich in the backcourt. Now has Troyer. Finds Patton down in the far corner. He'll dribble up, turns, looking to get it back up top to McKinney. And this look when the Knights have McKinney at the top of the key can cause some different looks from the defense. A first shot missed by Sprang. He'll get the putback.
Followed his own shot with the offensive board. That's two in a row and 2 points off of those.
Sprang up to 13 points. Timeout, Garraway Pirates. We'll take it with him and be back on WKLM.
At Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, they are committed to safe and reliable energy every day. Did you know that when their power blinks, most likely this means their equipment is working properly? If an animal, like a squirrel or a tree branch, makes contact with their electric infrastructure, their programmed equipment will allow a fault or a blink. The blink gives a moment for the item to fall away from their power lines and prevents major damage to their equipment and prolonged outage. So remember, the next time you have a blink, it's a good thing. Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, committed to their members in our community.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Garber kicks it underneath to Bear, who will lay it up and in out of the timeout. Kingman Bear's first points of the night, 44-41, and we'll talk about it in just a moment, but we were saying in the break, Sprang, as he drives to the hoop and gets a layup, needs to be a difference maker this season, and he's been that so far tonight.
These last three possessions, but all him, six quick points for the Knights.
Schwarzentruber going to give it up top for Wiley Numbers, working against Yoder. Schwarzentruber back up top. Now here's Rao. Bounce pass. This is Schwarzentruber, pardon me. He's looking, trying to get it into Bear. McKinney pokes it away, and it'll go off McKinney out of bounds. Great defense there from Kesson McKinney, who's going to get help up from his teammates. All four of them came to help him up.
Absolutely. Great defensive technique there. Defended with the offhand. Didn't commit the foul. That's great defense.
It'll be Rao looking to inbound this one. 46-41. They get the ball up top for Wiley Numbers. Numbers again working against Yoder, trying to get something going on the offensive end of the left wing side. They'll get it up top for Garber. Garber takes a dribble, got a screen, went towards it, trying to get it underneath now for Bear. Bear turns against McKinney, reversed layup, good for Kingman Bear, who's trying to put the Pirates on his back and be a difference maker.
Big strong move there.
It's a one possession game, 46-43, 1:50 to play. Maltritz kicks it out to McKinney. Back on the left wing side for Patton. Patton driving in, steps back, was looking for Sprang. He was cutting towards the basket. McKinney, hand off to Sprang. He'll dribble to the left wing, now drives into the paint. Wants to kick, turn it, underhanded layup, too strong. Almost got his own rebound. Garber got it. 1:26 to play. Here's Wiley Numbers. Going to go back up top for Schwarzentruber. Left wing side now for Bear. Back up top. I'll correct myself. This is Bear. He'll try a three. No good. Rebound brought in by Sprang. And that brings him to within one of a double, correct?
That's nine boards for Sprang.
And now a foul going to be called against Wiley Numbers as Maltrich was trying to drive in.
Yeah,
no worth myself. It. Rao.
Yeah, Rao. That's four fouls now on Garraway, so one more. West Holmes will shoot the bonus.
Stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. Looked at the wrong day on that one. Phoenix Press will be reporting all their scores from around the area all the way till midnight. Timeout West Holmes. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WKLM.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and now through December 10th, enjoy store-wide deep discounts on appliances and video products. In addition, get 25% off all locally handcrafted Monarch brand mattresses. Choose free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your appliance purchase. We're offering 0% financing through November 2026 with no down payments for qualified customers. Hurry in for the best savings of the year at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com, celebrating 80 years of business.
46-43, the lead for West Holmes. 107 to play, Troy, and West Holmes will have the ball underneath the bucket here. What are you looking at for the Knights here?
Well, this is a big possession for West Holmes. This three-point lead here, a bucket here is huge. That takes it to a two-possession ball game. West Holmes wants to work for a good shot. No need to panic here.
Maltrich to inbound, finds Sprang in the corner. Sprang going to get it up top for Troyer. 103 to play. Troyer takes a dribble and now finds McKinney.
Yep.
And with just 0.3 of a second under a minute to play, they'll send McKinney to the charity stripe.
And that's what Garraway need to do. West Holmes is going to come out and make them foul because this puts West Holmes in the bonus now. So West Holmes has control here from the free throw line. Puts Garraway in the defensive.
Tanner Rao calling for the foul. The first free throw is good. They're going to get Schwarzentruber on his fourth. First attempt for McKinney is good. He has three on the night, now looking to make it a 48-43 ball game. McKinney's attempt up and good. He'll get them both. Camacho going to check in for McKinney here as they switch offense for defense.
Yep, good move here by Coach Belden.
So under a minute to play, fourth quarter. 48-43, the lead for West Holmes over Garraway. And a timeout will be called by Terry Rao and the Pirates. We'll take it with him. Be back on WKLM.
At Beachy's, we're about keeping you safe and on the road. We believe in building lasting relationships through a trustworthy service. Our team cares about delivering quality every time. We offer auto, diesel, heavy-duty, and tire services. Our Winesburg location is open 7 a.m. to midnight, located at 2653 U.S. 62. Call Winesburg at 330-359-5421. Our Berlin location is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., located at 5979 County Road 201. Call Berlin at 330-674-6970. Explore our full range of services and easily schedule your next appointment at beachies.com.
48-43 the lead for West Holmes. Garraway coming out of the timeout, and they've had success when they can get that mixed match and drive into the lane, Troy.
Or watch Wiley Numbers here, a drive and dish. Wiley Numbers is 3 of 4 behind the arc. Now, he shot extremely well, but Garraway getting a little bit of a desperation time now.
They'll inbound it to Lofton Numbers, who's back in the game. He'll move to the right wing side. Beachy's in to guard him with 4 fouls. Top of the key now, Wiley Numbers. He wants to drive in, throws it up from the left of the lane. No good. Moultrich has it. And a foul going to be called against Bear, and that will be it for Kingman Bear. So his night comes to an end, 45 and 2/10 of a second early.
Yeah, Cooper Moultrich did a great job on the box out down there to secure that board. He'll get the foul and go to the free throw line. He's 1 of 4 at the line tonight.
Schwarzentruber will come in. He's playing with 4 fouls. Moultrich at the line shooting 2. Moultrich with 10 points tonight. First attempt is up and good.
Clutch free throws.
He'll get the ball for his second attempt. Puts it up. No good. Rebound loose. It's going to be tipped out by Garraway. It'll stay with the Knights.
That was a hustle play by Nate Sprang, battling for that basketball. It went off of Garraway. Love the effort by the Knights tonight.
Here's Marshall Yoder checking in. Beachy will come back to the bench. Again, switching that offense for defense.
Yep.
Sprang going to lob it up top. Patton has it, and Lofton Numbers came in like a linebacker, dropped the shoulder, and put him down. No ill intent there, just a hard play.
Good basketball play right there, good sportsmanship. He helped him up off the floor. Not intentional, folks.
And that'll be 4 on Lofton Numbers. And the line shooting 2 here is Patton. Back iron, no good.
Patton's got to the line 8 times tonight now.
Got a lot of free throws tonight. I've got a lot of ones marked on my paper.
I'm up to about 30 for West Holmes. That's impressive.
Patton makes the back end of that. He's got 4 points all from the stripe. 42 and a half seconds to play now. Driving in, Lofton Numbers tried to kick it out, but he'll be fouled as Nate Sprang ended up with the basketball. It'll be the team's 3rd foul. Cooper Moultrich picks up his 4th.
Yeah, West Holmes still has 1 more to give here. They can actually chew up some clock here by a foul, make Garraway reset.
Back to the near side. Garber has it. Schwarzentruber, Wiley Numbers. He's going to kick it into the corner. 3-ball on the way and knocked down. Tanner Rell, have yourself a night. His 3rd triple of the evening. And it'll bring a timeout, 50-46, the lead for the Knights. We'll be back on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Looks like Gene Fritz Wallace will be checking in, wearing number 23 for Garraway. Troy, we saw him play in the JV game, and he's an athlete himself and had some great looks.
He is just a sophomore guard there, but he is an athletic guard. So Garraway trying to get a little bit of speed and athleticism on the floor with Gene Fritz Wallace.
Well, Troy, do you immediately foul here if West Holmes gets it in, or do you try to take it away?
Well, I think for West Holmes here, what you want to do You know, you got to get the ball across the timeline to start with. For Garaway, yeah, I think they're going to have to look to foul here. 28 seconds to go. You don't want West Holmes to get the ball in the front court.
So 28 and 7/10 remain. 50-46 the lead for West Holmes over the Garaway Pirates. The Bear going to look to inbound, or pardon me, the Yoder going to look to inbound this one. He gets it in to Sprang. Sprang fouled. Morrell's not happy about something.
Well, what happened? Sprang caught that ball on the baseline down there on the inbound. The official didn't see it. I would be upset, too.
Travis Rowell picks up the foul. Sprang will go to the other end and shoot a pair.
Break for West Holmes there.
Well, you have good eyes, Troy, because I didn't see that from here. I just saw Sprang come in and grab the ball.
There was a little body contact.
First attempt is up and in there for Sprang. That's his 7th point of the quarter. Some more substitutions coming in on the offensive side of the ball. This to make it a 6-point game. Second attempt is up. You got them both.
That's a big one.
Inbounded to Numbers. Wiley Numbers picks it up. 21 seconds to play. Driving in now, here's Schwarzentruber. Wiley Numbers puts up a contested three. No good. Rebound brought in by Patton. No, he's not able to hold on to it. Has to save it in. Turning and putting the shot up. Tanner Round, no good. And he'll foul Maltrich off the rebound. Tanner Round picks up his 4th. Cooper Maltrich at the line to shoot a pair.
Yeah, so Maltrich making his 8th trip to the line tonight. West Holmes could just win this with free throw shooting.
A tick under 9 seconds remaining when the clock does start again. Maltrich puts it up. Back iron, no good. So it stays a 2-possession game.
Need this one here.
Second attempt. Maltrich puts it up. Got it.
There you go.
And a 30-second timeout will come. No, a full timeout going to come from Ben Belden. We'll take a quick timeout and be back. 8.9 to play here on WKLM.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
8.9 seconds to play here. The Garaway cheerleaders still trying to will on the Garaway faithful here in attendance. More power to you. I'd like to find the number of who's on top of that pyramid. That's one thing you will never get me to do.
We may do that at the Classic this year. I'm going to put you up on my shoulders.
The WKLM cheer squad.
There you go. Okay. No, we're not doing that.
Rowell gets it into the backcourt. Here's Garber. He's going to cross the timeline. Garber drops back now, drives in, puts up a shot. He'll make it, and that will end the ball game. Garber gets the field goal. West Holmes with a huge win over Garaway. As Troy, real quick before we take a timeout here to get all the time or get all the stats put together, these are two good teams. Garaway coming off that long football run. It might take him a second, but once they get their sea legs under them, they'll do really good. And this is a game last year West Holmes might not win.
Absolutely not. West Holmes is a different basketball team this year. Garaway will get better. This is going to be a fun basketball season awaiting us, Jake.
We'll come back to wrap her up next on WKLM.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering CanClad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. And bring your space to life with CanClad.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
At Kaufman Realty and Auctions, you've got options. Your property is unique,
and our agents know how to sell it. Whether it's a traditional listing or live auction, we'll earn you top dollar. Our agents will utilize whichever method of sale works best. When buying or selling your next home, call on Kaufman.
Stop by Rhodey's IG Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rhodey's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
As the cold weather is coming, rodents are looking for a warm place to nest. Hi, this is Jesse McClure with Holmes Pest Control. Right now is a good time to protect your home from these tiny pests by having a rodent control service done at your home, office, or storage area. We have the solution to help keep those pests out. Holmes Pest Control, where quality service still counts. Call us at 330-674-9094. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Keim Home Center in Charm during the holiday kickoff event, November 24th through December 6th. Save 10% on select departments, plus get a $20 Keim gift card for every $100 spent across select brands. Keim will be closed on Thursday, November 27th for Thanksgiving. Visit us online at keimcompany.com for more details. We'll see you November 24th through December 6th for the holiday kickoff event at Keim Home Center in Charm.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Wayne Holmes Health is now part of the Premier Pharmacy family, giving us even more ways to serve you. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm pleased to announce our acquisition of Wayne Holmes Health in Worcester, allowing us to offer a full line of home medical equipment, including hospital beds, lift chairs, scooters, and more. We also offer home modifications, including stair lift and ramp installation. Rental and delivery are both available. Stop in and see the new display at our Berlin location, now located inside of German Village Shopping Center, or visit us in Worcester at 720 Winkler Drive to see our full line of medical and home modification equipment.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding, Home Siding
Contractors. Final score in this one, West Holmes 53 and Garraway 48. It was a 13-12 lead for Garraway after the first quarter, thanks to a buzzer-beating three by Tanner Rao. But West Holmes would outscore Garraway the rest of the way, 9-6 in the second quarter to lead at halftime, 21-19, 16-10 in the third frame to lead 37-29 after three. But a 19-point, Garraway outscored West Holmes 19-16 in the fourth quarter, but the damage was done by the Knights early in that one. They'll hold on to get their first win of the season and move to 1-1, and we'll go through some of the high scores in this one. Jackson Garber, 16 points to go along with 11 rebounds. He was 1 of 1 from downtown. He was 2 of 7
from two-point land, but he was also, let's call it, nine of 12 from the charity stripe to get a big bunch of his points. After that, Tanner Rao had 12 points. Rao was 4 of 9 from downtown, 1 of 2 from two-point land. 11 points came from Wiley Numbers. He also had 3 three-pointers in this game, 4 each from Kingman Bear and Lofton Numbers, and 1 from Henry Schwartzendruber. On the other side for West Holmes, led by Nate Sprang, who went 0 of 2 from downtown, but he shot 6 of 10 from two-point land and 5 of 7 from the charity stripe. 12 points coming from Cooper Maltrich, 1 of 2 from the three-point line, 3 of 9 from two-point land, and 3 of 8 from the charity stripe. Then 8 points from Coy Beachy, 6 from Preston Troyer, 4 each from Billy Patton and Keston McGinney, and 2 from Marshall Yoder. Now with the final team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Jake. For West Holmes on the night, behind the arc, not a great night, but they got him when they needed. Just 2 of 12 for 16%. Garraway was 8 of 27 for 30%. From the floor, solid shooting for West Holmes. They went 15 of 30, good for 15%, while Garraway, 6 of 18, that's good for 33%. From the free throw line, West Holmes, 55%. They went 17 of 31, while Garraway, 67%. They were 12 of 18. Rebounding advantage, slight one goes to Garraway. 40 rebounds for the Pirates, 39 for the Knights. Big story here was the turnovers. Garraway had 9. West Holmes just 6 turnovers on the night.
That really, each team held onto the ball pretty well, but West Holmes just able to find baskets when they needed.
Absolutely. Impressive number for me was this 6 turnovers for West Holmes. That's not something a West Holmes team would have done last year. So coming out, knowing they have to take care of the better of the basketball, was a big first step for them. So only 6 turnovers. And then the high percentage shots for West Holmes, their shot selection tonight was excellent. They were inside the paint, 15-footers, 12-footers, getting high percentage shots. This was a good outing for West Holmes, Jake.
So Jackson Garber finishes with a double-double tonight. He added 11 rebounds to his point total. 5 from Wiley Numbers for the Pirates, 4 from Bear, 3 from Numbers, and 2 from Rao and Schwartzentruber. On the other side, just shy of the double-double was Nate Sprang. He had 9 rebounds. How about 6 from Coy Beachy, 7 from Cooper Maltrich, 4 of Beachy's 6, pardon me, 7 for Beachy came on the offensive end, 5 from McKinney, 3 on the offensive end. Preston Troyer had 4. Billy Patton had 2. And we talked a little bit about it before we broke to finish all the numbers, Troy. This is a game a West Holmes team from last year might not have won. They might not have been able to pull that one out, but they persevered. Whenever Garraway had something going, they found another way to score. And really just Nate Sprang put this team on his back tonight and helped them get a win.
Yeah, you said it early in the game. It was kind of a game of runs. Garraway won a couple runs, but I was impressed that West Holmes not only withstood those runs, but they had answers. And they did that with defense. And, you know, West Holmes went to the free throw line 31 times a night. You do that by attacking the basket. This was a solid outing by the Knights.
And Garraway is still going to be a very good team. Yeah. Just need to get their sea legs under them after a long football season.
Well, we watched them. They were a little bit tired in the first half. That basketball's a different conditioning. There's a lot of good athletes down there. Trust me, Coach Rao is not panicky. He starts this way every year. Every year's a late start for him because of football. This team will get better. They're going to be right there in the thick of things.
So West Holmes improves the record to 1-1. They will take on Mansfield Senior on Friday here. Meanwhile, Garraway will not play again until the ninth when they take on the Claymont Mustangs. Any final thoughts on this one, Troy?
Well, this is a good start to basketball season. We are in full swing now with the boys being underway. West Holmes looking good. Garraway looking good. It's going to be an exciting year here on WKLM.
Okay, Troy, always great to work with you.
My pleasure.
You know, you're not going to Shaker Heights with us tomorrow, but
no.
You'll be there in spirit.
I'll be there in spirit. I'll be listening, Jake, rooting you on, buddy.
Also, thank you to our video crew today, Jaron Aber and Andrew Dunlap, pushing all the buttons, making sure you see us on YouTube. And Phoenix Price was back at the Rams, pushing all the buttons, making sure you hear us here on FM 95.3 and around the world at WKLMFM.com. One more time, the final score in this one, it was West Holmes 53, Garraway 48. For Troy Fritz, Jaron Aber, Andrew Dunlap, and Phoenix Price, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.